Welcome to the Science Podcast. It's February 18th, 2012. I'm Sarah Crespi. This is a special broadcast from the AAAS meeting in Vancouver, British Columbia. That's not a foghorn. It's a patutu, an ancient conch-shell trumpet. Players of the patutu can adjust the sound by easing a hand into the spiral of the conch. Thousands of years ago, these horns were played at gathering places in the Andes, possibly to enhance the status of a priestly class or reinforce religious messages. I spoke with Miriam Kolar about studying these artifacts and the acoustics of ancient spaces.
Well, psychoacoustics is generally the study of the human perception of sound.
How does one study the human perception of sound?
There are lots of different ways, but typically we do laboratory-based experiments with human participants. Very controlled kinds of perceptual experimentation based on hearing and sound.
But you're actually looking at some ancient sites outside the lab.
We're designing experiments that take human participants into the actual archaeological site to do perceptual tests inside of ancient structures. So we're looking at the ancient architecture and trying to understand what is its acoustic effect on people.
So can you tell us a little bit about the site and why you think there might be special acoustics there?
Chavín de Huántar is a 3,000-year-old site high in the Peruvian Andes. It predates Inca society by 2,000 years, and it's a temple system where the archaeological evidence suggests that hierarchy was developing in social order. So there was probably a priest or a shaman class, a leading class, who had some influence over other people. In a ritual or religious context.
Why was this building being studied for its acoustic properties?
The complex of Chavín is several different buildings built of stone and mortar, and inside these buildings, which are basically flat-topped pyramids, inside are these labyrinthine galleries. And so we have these maze-like structures with lots of corridors and alcoves, and they're all interconnected by these horizontal ventilation shafts or ducts. So in acoustic terms, this means that sound can travel and be filtered by the architecture in interesting and ways that we'd like to study and understand more. So we've been conducting acoustic measurements and these psychoacoustic experiments to understand how human beings understand where the source of sounds are in relation to themselves in these potentially disorienting mazes. So if you don't know where you are, maybe sound can help you or maybe sound can confuse you more.
So what kind of sounds are people making in these spaces?
We don't know what sounds were made 3,000 years ago in these spaces, but we do know that on the site, the only evidence of sound-producing instrument objects or musical instruments that have been found are conch-shell trumpets, so these patutus, as they're called, these Strombus galeatus conch-shell trumpets. And this gives us evidence of a real concrete object that was used to produce sound, presumably at the site. And in fact, across the site, the stone carving, the iconography, depicts people playing and holding and handling these instruments. So this is a ceremonial complex where people traveled from far and wide under great difficulty to scale various mountain ranges to come from different regions to bring their objects. The patutus are all engraved with iconography that connects them to other sites or other places. And so in a way, we know from the name in Quechua, Chaupin, Chavín, that it's always been known as a center, a place of centrality where people came together and conducted pilgrimages.
Do all of these different artifacts in that one location make you think that a lot of people met there at one time, or was it a place where these things were displayed?
It's hard to take iconography and interpret directly about the past. It's hard to know how much symbolic value is imbued in iconography. But what we do know is that the Strombus trumpet is portrayed in various manners around this area. And when you have a sunken plaza like this, it's a gathering place. But because of its size, 20 meters in diameter, it's a gathering place that's more elite. It's more special. It's more exclusive. And so its direct connection physically with the space where the possible oracle, the Lanzón, is, indicates that it's a central focal point for the ceremonial complex. But acoustically, what's so important that we've discovered is that there is a horizontal duct connecting the gallery, the space inside the temple where the lanzone is, to this circular plaza outside. So there's a direct line between the mouth of the oracle, or the mouth of the lanzone, with a corridor with this duct that opens out on the central staircase of the circular plaza. So if you look in at the end, you can almost see the mouth of the oracle, but it's quite far away.
So if I'm standing in the circular plaza and I look towards this monument, I'll see kind of at my eye level where a staircase and sound is traveling behind that staircase?
Yeah, sound is probably coming from inside out through the opening of the duct at the staircase. But what's most important about all of this is that this duct acts as an acoustic filter only for the sounds of the pitutus, only for the frequencies that these actual artifact instruments make in sound.
So now that you've found these special acoustic properties, what are the next steps for this research?
We need to do computational acoustic modeling to reconstruct the acoustic conditions of the outside circular plaza world in the past. So right now there's a lot of rubble and other post-site constructions, and so these things change the acoustics considerably, so we can't just go and take replica pitutus and try to recreate the past because the structures aren't the same now.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Miriam Kolar spoke with me about her research into ancient acoustics at the AAAS meeting in Vancouver. Thanks for listening to the Science Podcast. I'm Sarah Crespi. Check back on iTunes, our RSS feed, or the Science site for more podcasts from the meeting.